Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Now, this all started kicking off as I was coming back. There was this rumor going around towards the end of my days. This was probably about the point that I told myself I need to stop having mojitos at 3 o'clock because I'm going to have to go back to work next week. And there's a lot of sugar in it. I just totally disregarded my ban on sugar personally last week. And when you're, you know, when you're in the Caribbean, you got to have mojitos. It's law. So I'm having my last mojito, and then I read about this rumored indictment. It's coming up about Trump. So let me just tell you guys something, and this is all part of Days of Our United States. In America, we have a lot of freedom in America, right? We have a lot of freedom in America. We have the freedom to start a business. I mean, granted, there's a lot of restrictions and regulations which call into question the true scope of said freedom. But, you know, for the intents and purposes of telling the story, we are free. We've got a lot of freedom in the United States, right? Free to get whatever car you want. If I want to get a car with way more horsepower than I can actually mentally or physically handle, I can do that in the United States. Now, my insurance may make me pay more for it, but I can do that. I'm free to do that in the United States, right? If I want to grow a garden, I can grow a garden. If Kane wants to tattoo tribal, like, vines all over his face, he can do that. He's free to do that in the United States, right? He can burn wood chips, right? He can, and he does. I have to sidebar. I mean, the stuff that was so smells so good. Like, my office smells amazing right now. All right, back to the show. So, you're free to do all of these things in the United States. You are also free, if you so choose, to pay off your side piece, to shut her up. That's not illegal. Or, sorry, alleged side piece. You are free. Sidebar again. Band name, alleged side piece. Thank you. You're free to pay off your alleged side piece in these Les États-Unis, the United States. You can do that. It's not illegal. Which gets me to the nature of Alvin Bragg's, whatever you want to call this. I've seen some stupid things in my time. Okay? Like, I have seen the trend right now, if you're unfamiliar with it, the trend right now, which is where apparently, like, girls will wear really high-waisted shorts, but, like, half their cheeks hang out. Like, the material's long on the wrong end. You know what I mean? I don't understand pleated front high-waisted jeans that people are trying to bring back. That's really stupid. No, Green Day is stupid. There's a lot of stuff. One of the dumbest things that I've ever seen is the nature of these allegations. These are not... this is a joke. It's an absolute joke. So basically, let me break it down in layman's terms. I wrote a quick piece about this because I couldn't shut up about it anymore. And I was supposed to still be breaking and I couldn't break anymore. The nature of these charges stem from Trump's alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. And I say alleged because I don't care right now. I really don't. And Alvin Bragg is trying to say, now remember, the payoff, apparently Michael Cohen was the guy who apparently paid Stormy Daniels to shut up because they were anticipating a presidential run. Trump was not running yet. So however you look at it, he wasn't running yet. So Alvin Bragg is arguing that the reason the payoff is illegal, because it's actually not illegal, but he's saying that, oh, well, there kind of is a reason why it's illegal. The reason being is that, and here's the kicker, it benefited his campaign to have her be quiet. It benefited, when he decided to run, it benefited his campaign. That's like saying, well, he was born, so his mother should be investigated for an in-kind contribution because she gave birth to him, which clearly benefited his campaign. I mean, the act of giving birth to him isn't illegal, but it benefiting his campaign is. That is how stupid this is. My analogy might seem absurd, but it's needed to highlight the absurdity of Alvin Bragg's argument here. This is why this is so stupid. I mean, there are a million things. If Democrats were smart, they would make smart moves. There are things over which you can criticize Trump on, for sure. No politician particularly perfect. There's things you can criticize him on. But saying, well, you paid off your alleged side piece before you ran for office, and, you know, her shutting up really was a disproportionate benefit to your campaign, so that's illegal. Then everything can be illegal. Anything that you do can be considered illegal and misconstrued purposefully as an in-kind contribution to your campaign. That's why this is so dumb. It is one of the dumbest arguments. It's killing my brain cells, and I don't even have a mojito to do that with, right? Without the benefit of the muddled mint and all of the good stuff, it's killing my brain cells without all of that. Why? Now, Alvin Bragg, originally, he did not want to do this. Do you all remember, this is back when Letitia James and Justin, Alvin Bragg did not want to do this because Alvin Bragg has hopes and dreams. I've talked a lot about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun over the years, and it's no secret how much I love it. It's become the go-to shotgun for law enforcement and home defense, and for a really good reason. But why am I such a huge fan of the Kel-Tec KSG? Well, like everything that Kel-Tec invents, it created an entirely new class of shotgun. And the one that started it all is the KSG shotgun. It's the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells. And with its dual tube mags, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. So that's 6 rounds in each tube, plus 1 chambered. If you prefer 2 3/4-inch shells, even better, because the KSG holds 7 plus 7 plus 1. That's 15 shells. You cannot ignore the downward shell ejection either. It makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's brilliant design. See the Kel-Tec KSG up close and personal at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Again, to find out more, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So UBS buys Credit Suisse for $3.2 billion as regulators look to shore up the global banking system. They agreed to buy the embattled rival. They said that the terms of the deal will see the Credit Suisse shareholders receive about one UBS share for every 22.48 shares that they hold in Credit Suisse. They said the Swiss National Bank also pledged a loan of up to 100 billion Swiss francs, $108 billion, to support the takeover. They're trying to stop a total meltdown. We're going to get into some of the reasons for that, too, by the way, with all of that, because everyone says wokery and regulations, and that does actually play into it. I'm sorry. I know this was last week, but I was on a beach watching Days of Our United States. I cannot believe Rick Allen, Def Leppard drummer, only has one arm. And this is literally a song lyric. 59 years old. He was attacked by a 19-year-old spring breaker in Florida. He was performing a show with Def Leppard, and he was attacked by 19-year-old Max Edward Hartley, who I want to beat up now, because Rick Allen should be protected at all costs. He's amazing. Golly, he's like the drummer of my childhood. He told police that he wants the teenager to be prosecuted for the incident, because the teenager apparently also dragged a woman by her hair. Drag this kid. Drag him. He's doing okay. He's like, he told everyone, thank you for your support. Your love and prayers are helping. He says his wife, thankfully, wasn't with him at the time of the incident. Yeah, because she would have probably been targeted as well. So he said he's healing, etc. And police have charged this 19-year-old. He was bailed out. And Allen did not refer to the attacker. In fact, the woman who got knocked to the ground and had her hair pulled is a woman who intervened and was trying to help Allen against this 19-year-old. She has not been identified. So he was, and he was just in Florida. He stepped outside for a cigarette, and that's when he was attacked. Just wild, wild, wild. So they said this like 10 years ago, and everybody has to change the timeline now because this hasn't happened. They said Earth is going to hit this very critical point, a critical warming threshold by early 2030s. And I remember when it was 2020s. I totally remember this. They just keep moving the goalposts. It is a new United Nations report. You know, an agency that's totally at all not corrupt whatsoever. They're wholesome and completely trustworthy. They say it's still possible to hold global warming to relatively safe levels, but doing so requires taking all of your money, putting it in a trebuchet, and launching it at the sun. That's what it means. That's what you're going to have to do. But while this is happening, please pay attention to all the serious stuff that's going down. Because there's some, I mean, right now you have Xi Jinping in Moscow. What is that? What is that? What's happening here? We're going to talk to Stephen Yates about this. I mean, we have what? The budget that we're going to be fighting over. They want the debt ceiling limit increased. While all of this stuff is going on, you need to be paying attention as to what the other hand's doing. They want to distract you. Please, please do not be distracted. And do not take your eye also off what GOP oversight's doing, particularly Jim Jordan's stuff. Whether it's the weaponization subcommittee or whether it's GOP oversight committee, Republican-led, that got the financial documents and made them available. Who's the fourth person? Who's the fourth person making fat bank off of CCP? The tweet that I had while we were out, because Biden shared this note, I think it's totally fake. He tweeted this. He said this little girl, I guess named Charlotte, wrote him a note saying men are getting more money than girls. It's a stupid note. And the girl is uneducated on the topic. I'd be like, this is stupid. Who's your parent? Your parents are dumb. So she writes, President Biden, I just want to tell you something. Not fair to ladies. Men are getting more money than girls. The THEN. I think that you should. Yes, I am going to. I don't care if it's a child's letter. If you want to talk of politics, I don't care how old you are. You're going to be treated like that. That's what you want to come. No, no, there's no kid gloves here. I think that you should fix this since you're the president. Even I'm a child and I think we should do something. So some parent thought that was a good idea, or they totally made it up. And Joe, they just allowed Joe Biden to write it and not change it and then use it because it would explain a lot. But he says, yes, women lose thousands of dollars each year and hundreds of thousands over a lifetime because of gender and racial wage gaps. I'm committed to building an economy where my daughters have the same rights and opportunities as my sons. We'd all love to have the same privileges as Hunter, right? I mean, no accountability for lying on a 4473, making fat bank off of like pushing certain bad policies in the United States. The CCP underwrites your whole endeavor and you're snorting coke off hookers. There's no accountability at all. So when do the rest of us get to dodge the federal eye of Sauron? You know what? Sidebar. That would be like a really good, like, super theory. What's the group that we were talking about? Kane, they're like the mathematical, no vocals, the math theory band, hard, like heavy metal, based in Dallas. Super crazy. I can't think of it. The name escapes me right now. Yes. Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Like one of the best living guitar players ever, and he's under 30.
You're talking Polyphia?
Yes. Polyphia. That's okay, right. Like that type of band, but Federal Eye of Sauron, and they only write about how much they hate about that. All their music's about hating the IRS. That's,
I would buy it.
I'd totally buy that, man. And then I'd probably get promptly audited.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I don't know what y'all are doing for spring break down there, but the Miami Beach mayor called for a spring break ban after one man was shot and killed on the sidewalk. Partygoers jumped on cars. Fights breaking on the streets. Shops getting trashed. There's a 12 a.m. curfew. Dontavius Polk was arrested for one of the two fatal shootings. So the mayor wants to cancel it. I mean, the footage looks a little chaotic, I just gotta say. What are you people doing down there? I mean, Florida man's got enough on his hands right now. All people don't need to be going down there causing more problems for all these Florida people. Come on. Good heavens. Now, couple of others. This is funny. A Florida man was boating. Well, it sounds like he was leading cops on a chase through the canals of Cape Coral, evading police. His mugshot, Lee County Sheriff's Office, has a Band-Aid on his head. According to Cape Coral Police Department, Kurt Snowden, 51, was arrested after officers responded to a call. It was a boating hit and run around 9:15 p.m. So this dude apparently was lit, highly drunk, causing a scene, playing his music, screaming, disturbing the peace, hitting all the docks in the area with his boat. And the witnesses, a ton of witnesses, gave their accounts to the cops. So the officers just kind of followed him around. He would not do what he was asked to do. They said, steer the boat back towards your house. He wouldn't do it. So he kind of like led him on a little chase through the canals, and they finally got him. He was immediately detained and transported to Lee County Jail. He refused to participate in any of the sobriety tests.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.